Okay, boys, so today's daf is daf Kuf Lamed. We're starting a brand new perek. Like Mendy already announced in shul a couple of moments ago, we have the schus to learn a brand new perek, Zroya L'chayim V'akeva. What does it say about Zroya L'chayim V'akeva? Now, many of us, when we learn the Mishnah, we think to ourselves, what's Zroya L'chayim V'akeva? In the good old days, any time you had, we're not talking about kodshim, we're talking about chulin. Anytime you shecht an animal, you have to go and give matonis to the kohen. What are the matonis? Zroya, which is the foreleg. L'chayayim are the jaws. The keva is one of the four stomachs in the animal. These are matonis you have to give to the kohen, and this is noig ba'aretz ubechutzlaretz. Yeah, even here in America.
Every shechting.
Can you imagine b'fnei abayis? Every time when the b'smidish was standing, even shloim b'fnei abayis when the b'smidish is not standing, even today. B'chulin, we're talking about normal chulin. Avloi mikdashim, we're not talking about kodshim. Now you all wonder to yourself, I never heard anything like that. That every time that you go and shecht a new behemoth, you have to go and give matanot.
That's
too
many if he's not in the base of
mikdash. It says very clearly, ba'aretz ubechutzlaretz. B'fnei abayis, v'shaloi b'fnei abayis. Even today, you got to do it. So how come we never heard of something like that?
Because we don't know we are, they're really kohanim.
Okay, that could be part of the reason. But on Daf Kuf Lamed Vov, in Yetz Hashem, we're going to learn in another few days, the Gemara brings that Omer Abnachem Bar Yitzchok, just passed halfway down the Omer Abnachem Bar Yitzchok, Ho'idna, today, Nohoig Alma, the Minika Oilam is Kehani Tlas Sabi, like these great sages. Who are the three great sages? We're starting off with Reb Eloi, and then we have Reb Yehuda ben Beseira, and then we have Reb Yoshia. Now, what did these great sages say? Says the Gemara, "Tisani Reb Eloi Oimer Reishis Agez Einon Noyik Ela Ba'aret." Reishis Agez, which is not referring to what we're talking about. We're talking about Zroi Lachiyam Akeva, but Reishis Agez means the shearing of all the new sheep. Every year, you have to give a certain amount to the Koyim. That's only Ba'aretz, not in Chutz La'aretz. Says Rashi, Vuadin L'matonis, same thing applies to the Matonis, Zroi L'chayim V'akeva, that according to Rabbi Eloi, this is only Noig in Eretz Yisrael, and not in Chutz La'aretz. Oh, so according to that, then there is no din of Zroi L'chayim V'akeva here in America or anywhere else, except for in Eretz Yisrael.
How are they contradicting Mishnah B'Feirush?
Because of the fact that Rabbi Eloi is being quoted in a Braisa. And the Braisa, all of the people that quote in the Braisa are also Tanoim. So even though he is not referred to by name by uns in the Mishnah, but nevertheless, the machloik is between our Mishnah and the Braisa. This happens fairly frequently. You cannot have an Amoira argue with a Mishnah. But you can have a Tana in another Braisa arguing with a Tana of our Mishnah.
Is this the only thing that's Noeg Ba'aretz Bechutz?
No, we had all the things. Also, Vespino. Yeah, this is the pattern of Mishnais. We had got so for Mishnah and for Shmetter with all these other things. We had all these other Mishnais after Bama Makashi, Gid Hanasha, all of them. B'fnei Abayis, Shlo B'fnei Abayis, Bechutzar, Shlo Bechutzar, Kisur Adam, all these things. Yeah, it's the same pattern of Mishnayos.
All right, it's nice that we see consistency.
Yeah, absolutely. The first Mishnah we had was back in Daf Ayin Ches, when we had Oysiv Yes Benoy. There too, it's Oysiv Yes Benoy. Noi Ben Boritz, Ben Mechutzlar, Noi Baish, Noi Baish, Bechulin, etc. Same pattern, just like Barry just told
you. But Eretz Yisrael now, do they follow Slot?
Oh, got to get to it.
Okay.
I have to be able to go and breathe also a little bit.
Yeah, breathing.
So now, the fact that we don't do in Chos. Okay, so let's go and look in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, they bring the Mishnah, like it says, that Zroya L'chayayim V'akeva is Mechuyev both in Oretz and in Chutz La'aretz. Continues the Mechaber. V'yesh Omrem, meaning our Rabbi Loi, that it's only Noig in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz. And that's the minig. That's what Mechaber brings. That even though it's a machloik is, and even though he apparently from Mechaber he feels that the real halacha should be like our Mishnah, both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. However, Yesh Omrim only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz. V'chein noago, that's the minig. The Pischei Tshuva brings that Chassam Sofer was very makbid at least once a year or three times a year before Yom Tovim. either he himself would shecht, or he would have someone shecht on his behalf an animal, and he would take the Zeroy Lechiyan Lakeva, and he would give it to a Kohen. Now you are correct that we don't have that many Kohanim Miuchasim today. However, apparently from that minhag, you see that Zeroy Lechiyan Lakeva does not have a status like Truma, that it's only Mutter to Kohanim and not to Zorim. Even a Zor can go and eat Zeroy Lechiyan Lakeva. So worse comes to worse, if this person is not a Kohen, no! So he's not a Kohen. I gave him a present of the Zeroy Lechiyan Lakeva. But now Barry's question is, what about in Eretz Yisrael? L'choyre in Eretz Yisrael, it should be Noheich. However, as many of you know, it says Begabi a Bechor, how come you don't ever hear about people taking care of a Bechor, of a Behema Toyer? Recently you hear a number of cases of a pigeon Petach Amar. But what about a regular animal if you own Bokor or Tzoyim? And they have a Bechor, then you should have to go and give it to the Kohen. The problem is, that becomes very, very problematic. Because if the Beis HaMikdash had been standing, then we bring it for a carbon. But unfortunately, the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, and you cannot bring it for a carbon. So what do you have to do with it? So the Kohen has to eat it in Yerushalayim, and make sure that if it has a mum, then it can be poided. However, many times you're going to have to wait for the animal to get a mum until 120. In other words, as long as a Bechor is a Bechor Tam, you have to bring it for a carbon of Beis HaMikdash. Once a Bechor gets, if you'd like to sit here, if you'd like to sit there, whatever. Whatever works for you, whatever. As long as you hear every minute we cherish that you're with us. Good. Anyway, many of you looking it up, look up Simon Samach Aleph. Samach Aleph?
Samach
Aleph. Yerideh. Yerideh, exactly. Samach Aleph. And then Seif Chof Aleph. Okay? Samach Aleph, Seif Chof Aleph. When you find the right volume, we have it to help you. Anyway, some Soifi used to go and give it to a Kohen. What about an Eretz? So I was telling you that the Gavin Bechor, you don't have, you have it?
Samach Aleph, Seif Chof Aleph.
Oh, exactly. So if you don't have the problem with a Bechor Bezman Hazeh, what's the problem? The problem is, if it happens to be a Tam, you have to bring it for a carbon. You can't bring it from carbon, unfortunately there's no base of English. So then what do you do if it becomes a balmum? Then the Kohen can go and eat it outside the base of English in Yerushalayim. The problem is that what happens if you have a Bechor that doesn't get a mum? You could hold on to Bechor for the rest of its life and never get a mum. And therefore it's just going to be an asset, which we, in the English they call it a wasting asset, because you have to feed it. You found it, Mandy?
Yeah.
You feed it, and you can't go and bring it for a carbon, and it becomes a greiser problem. So therefore, the minhag is, Mora says, that if a goy has partial ownership, then you're potter. The Mora uses an expression, yad ha'akim be'emtza, that if you have a goy that has any portion at all of the mother animal, then there's no din of b'char, because it's only b'char if it belongs exclusively to yid. So therefore, what the owners of cattle and soin often do is they get a goy to own a 1% interest in the livestock. And if we don't have a problem, and that's how you avoid old Zeroy Lechiyan Lakeva, because it's only from if it strictly belongs to Eden and not if it belongs also to Goy. Anyway, so getting back to the mission. Zeroy Lechiyan Lakeva and the Hang Bar to Chutzlar, Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlar, except Rabbi Loi that says only Chutzlar. Bifnei Abai, Shalom Bifnei Abai, aside the time Beis Midish, not Beis Midish, but only by Chulin and not by Mukdashim. Now many people kind of confuse the two. Remember, by Mukdashim, you also have to go and give a present to the Kohen. What is that?
The Shlomim.
You buy a Shlomim. What do you give by the Shlomim?
The
Chaz of Ishak. Exactly right. The Chaz of Ishak. However, you don't give by the Kodshim the Matonis, Israel Chaim Bakeva, and by Chulin, you don't give Chaz of Ishak. And the Gemara says, Shai Yubidin, Al Pisvara, based on a Kal Bachoimer, we should say, Umayim hachulin she'enon chayyavim b'chaz v'shoik chayyavim b'matonais chulin, where there is no din of chaz v'shoik. Chaz v'shoik is only by your shlomim koidah, but not by chulin, but you chayyavim b'matonais kodshim she'chayyavim b'chaz v'shoik kodshim, where there is a chiyav of chaz v'shoik ain't in the chavad and avada she'chayyavim b'matonais. So I would have thought tamaloyime, that's why it says in the pasuk, it says in the pasuk by the karm shlomim, lo kachli me'ez b'nei Yisrael mezivchei shal mehem v'etein oyisam la'arna koin. What do I need the word oyisam for? V'etein la'arna koin. Go and give the choz v'shoik. It comes to tell you, when it comes to kabonis, only oyisam, only choz v'shoik, and not zroya v'chayayim v'akei. V'etein oyisam la'arna koin, levon v'chol koilem, ein le'el mash o'm minyan, only these oyisam and nothing else. Fine. Now the Gemara, now the Mishnah, discusses a person who is a makdish a behema, and you can be makdish two different types of a behema. You can be makdish a behema, which is a tam, which you're going to go and bring for a carbon. If it's a zocher, to bring a mushel for carbon oila. If it's an akeva, the mushel to go and bring it for carbon shalomim. So you're makdish it. What happens after you're makdish it? It develops a mum. Develops a mum, then you're in trouble. You cannot bring it for a carbon anymore. At the same time, you cannot use it. So what you can do is you can be poided. And once you're poided, it becomes almost like chulin. Not totally chulin. We invented the term chulin plus. Chulin, there's still certain indicia, some requirements related to its former kedusha as a carbon. But here we're talking about so far that it was kodam mum kavua lehegdesha, which means you have an animal which had already a mum kavua. Mum kavua means it's irremediable. All the doctors say there's no way of changing it. It's going to remain with the mum forever. And you're makdish it for a carbon. You really shouldn't have been makdish it for a carbon. That's kind of ridiculous. You can't bring it for a carbon. But that's what the person did. He was makdish it for a carbon. Because of the fact that you can never, ever bring this animal for a carbon, it only gets kedushas damim. It does not get kedushas haguf. Based on that, continues the Mishnah, if afterwards nivdu, it still gets kedushas damim, you gotta be poided. So I was poided. Fine. What happens now with the original animal? Chayav b'bechoyra, u'matonois, v'yoytzin l'chulen, l'higozeit u'li'oveit, u'vlodan b'chalvan mutter, le'acher b'joyin, v'ashoyk l'mechutz potter, v'ein oysin t'mura. V'meis, yiftu. So now, I know this is a long list, we're going to go through it again, but these are all the halachas that apply to kodem mum kavua lehekdeshon. After that, the Mishnah continues the other way around, kosher kodem hekdeshon as mum. Okay, so now, what's the din by all of these? Since it was kodem mum lehekdeshon, the maximum kedusha that it gets is kedusha done. So now, after you've done the pidyon, what happens? Chayovim bebechoyra. What means chayovim bebechoyra? If this animal that was kadosh initially, and at the time that it was kadosh with kedushas damim, it became mu'uberes, it lived together with a male, became mu'uberes, you appointed it, and now it's past pidyon, and now a baby is born, halach it's chayiv b'bechoyra. Chayiv b'bechoyra means that you have to give this bechor to the kohen, and assuming that this baby in fact is going to be a tam, then the kohen is going to go and bring it for a carbon. And if it happens to be a balmum, then he's going to shecht it and use it in Yerushalayim. Matonis. Matonis means the matonis that we're talking about. And we're going to have throughout the perek, instead of each time going through Zroya, Chayim, Vakeva, often the Gemara just uses the term matonis, which means those three that you have to go and give by the chulin. V'yoytzin l'chulin, and now that you had the pinyon, it goes totally l'chulin, l'higazeiz u'lehei oved. L'higazeiz u'lehei oved means if this happens to be tzoyin, lambs, sheep, which develop a lot of wool, then the halacha is, you're allowed to go and cut that wool and use it to go and manufacture clothing, sweaters, and the like. Ulehei oved, you can also go and use this animal to do avoida in the fields. For instance, if you're talking about a shor, that shor usually does a lot of good harisha in the field. No problem. And you're thinking to yourself, why not? It was pointed. You'll see in the Gemara shortly that if it was kodem hekdeshan lemuma, which means you took a tam, you were makdeshit, after that it became a balmum, and now you were pointed, then the halacha is you cannot do gizav avoida with that animal. Even though now you were pointed, it's now chulin. That's what we meant when we said before that it's chulin plus. If you're wondering why that is the case, we're going to see in Yetz Hashem shortly. It says in the Pasuk, Legabe Psuli HaMikdoshin, Rat Bechol Avis Nafshecha, Tizbach V'yachal Tavosar, Kvekis Hashem V'kecha, Shenosin L'chol B'chol Sharecha, Hatomi V'tor Yiyach Lenu, Katzvi V'cho Ayol. I learned from the word tizbach v'yachalta dash gemara tizbach v'lo giza. After you were poide psuli hamukdashim, not our case, the case of that kodam hegdeshon es mumon, at the time that you were makdish it was a tam, and then it developed a mum, and then you were appointed, says the Torah, you can now use it for your own personal interest, but tizbach v'lo giza. Make sure that you only use tizbach. You can go and bring it now, you can shecht it and eat it like normal meat, but do not go and use the wool for purposes of making clothing. And then it says, tizbach v'yachalta, v'yachalta v'loy v'klovecha. You can eat it, but don't give it to your dogs. Tizbach v'yachalta basar. I learned from basar, v'loy cholav. You cannot go and use the milk. So, all of that applies to your normal, regular hekdesh. But here we're talking about a funny hekdesh, where the mum was kavua, was kodam li hekdeshan, so it was only a kedushas damim. When you point it, it goes totally l'chulin. Then he goes to the oven, you can even use the wool, and you can work with this animal in the field. Uvladan v'chalovan is mutter. What does that mean, v'ladan v'chalovan is mutter? If this behemah had a vlad, as well as if it gave milk, and obviously we're talking about a female animal, mutter, even though normally say, tis v'chalta basar, basar v'loy cholov. That doesn't apply over here, that only applies where it had a kedushas aguf when you were makdish. Continuing on, we acher, so we've learned v'chalov and mutter, we acher v'dyorn, after the pidyon. As long as it's still kodosh, even though it's only kedushas dam, not kedushas aguf, but it has kedushas dam, so you can't just willy-nilly go and take from the giz of avoida and blood and chalom, because you'd be moil behegdish. There's still a din of hegdish, and you can't just go and ignore it. But lacha join them, all of these things are mutter.
But I'll show you. Amar of a racha that.
Yeah, what about
Yeah, so since it's out of this, you don't. There's no ability to.
Good.
You're pointed already. What?
You know, he was asking, how can you be pointed? Don't you need the hemed akoyim, the herech akoyim? Right? That's your question.
What's the problem? It's about him. What's the problem?
No, you still have to value it.
So you do. So what's the problem?
That animal, I mean...
Is that a chomish or something, you're saying? What's the problem?
No, I'm saying, normally Hamadu Aracha, sometimes we say you can't have Hamadu Aracha if the behemoth had already passed away, because you can't...
Well, not passed away.
No, it did. After
Niftu. All this is after Pidyon. I mean, Niftu. The Niftu, then Chayav and Bechorah Matasa. It's Niftu. Niftu is a few lines up. Go up a few lines. Third narrow line from the bottom.
Ask him tomorrow. Okay, Vehim Mesu, Yipadu, Vehim Mesu. If they died before Padilla,
then the question you're asking is a good question. If you don't mind holding it, because we're not up to the Mesu yet. We're not up to that point yet. We are up to the first wide line. Bashoichten Bachutz is Potter. What happens if you were to go and shech this animal bachutz? In other words, not in the base of Mikdash, you're potter. Now, here we're talking about even before the pidyon. What means before the pidyon? It still has kedusha, but has kedushas gum and not kedushas aguf. It's not roi to bring for a carbon. Why is it not roi to be a carbon? Because it has a mum. So therefore, you cannot bring it inside the base of Mikdash. And the Torah always says when it comes to shechting bachutz, so that's talking about a person who had a carbon, which is roi lehavioi el pesach oil moed. And it says in the pasuk, v'el pesach oil moed lo yavioi. He didn't go and bring it for the pesach oil moed. Ah, so then you're chayv. Here, however, talking about. Sorry. However, we're talking about that it was not royal of Yel Pesach HaMoyim, so therefore there's no problem in shechting it bachutz. Then oisin tamura. What means oisin tamura? If you have two behemoths together, one happens to have kedusha as a carbon, one happens to be chulin, you're not allowed to be meimer. Lo yachlifenu, v'lo yomer oisoy toy bara oirabet. You're not allowed to. However, if you did it for Yehus Murasi Yekoidish, then can affect a tumor. What can affect a tumor if you have kedushas haguf, real intense kedusha? You can try to transfer it from one behemoth to the other, and you'll be partially successful. Partially in the sense of you don't remove the kedusha from the first animal, but you do infuse the previous chulin animal with kedusha. But that only is if you have kedushas haguf. So on the kedushas damim, it's a weak form of kedusha, and therefore you cannot affect a tumura one to the other. The mesu. What happens if these animals die? Mesu meaning any one of these kachim that had a mum first, and you makdish it subsequently, and you have not been poid it yet, and the animal is quite upset. I thought I'm going to be brought as a carbon. I'm going to be an oiler. I'm going to be a shlomim. I'm going to be something rather a big macher. I'm going to go and get some sort of Nobel Peace Prize. And unfortunately, I see now in the Mishnah that my kedusha is so shvach because kodam mum kavua lektation. And therefore, as soon as we're going to have a pidyon, what's going to be? We can go and do. There's going to be bechoyim and matones and yoytzachuli gozu leoved. He feels very, very bad. So with all of this nebuch, this anxiety, irritation, aggravation, the animal nebuch died.
But the person who would have eaten it,
yes,
because he didn't eat it, gets the Nobel Prize.
Nobel Prize. Shh, kibaldi. Now, here we're talking where the taka died, but it died with kedusha on it. So, yipodli, you should go and be pointed. Now, what is the chiddush over here that you should be pointed? Says Rashi, even though normally we have a din, that got a regular psum hamigdashim, tizbach v'yachalta basa, v'yachalta v'loy liklavecha, that when you're poid a regular behema, that you were makdashit when it was a tam, and then it developed a mum, and then you were poided, says the Gemara, there's no purpose in being poided. I mean, you can be poided, but v'yachalta v'loy liklavecha, you cannot go and serve this to your klach. So what are you going to go and do? Tizbach, you go and shech it for yourself. But not for the clock. But here we're talking about there was already mace. The mace, so what are you going to do now? Says the Mishnah, you can be poided. What am I going to do? I'm going to be poided.
A carcass? Sorry? You're poisoning a carcass?
Exactly.
Now you're quiet. Okay,
please, just stay with me. One second. So Rashi says on the fourth line, the alpha p, the fourth wide line, the alpha p, she'enim re'uyim el leklovim, even though it's not roy, only for dogs. I can't eat it. You can't eat it. Then poyim the kachim lachim and the klavim can appreciate the hell because it said in the pasuk tid with the achalt of loy the kavach. That's only by kachim shekadam hekdeshin as mumah that had a kedusha saaguf. Avulhani, this case of the mum kavua, which is kadam hekdeshin, hani kedikla bialmaninu. It's like a tree. It's like a piece of wood. Eitz vams are gornish. Like nachas lu kedusha saaguf, and therefore in this case you'd be able to be poyded and even feed it to the dogs, because it only had a shvach, a kedusha's domim, and I was poided, I paid to the last penny, but now it's cool that I can go and even feed the dogs. Well, now, we're going to get to that central question that our distinguished Chushev Agaba throughout the summer, who made mufsim every single day, and putting together day after day, shachris with minyanim, we all owe a tremendous debt of gratitude to Brother Shai. Yes, continues the Rashi. What about Hamada Vaharocha? If the behemoth is dead, you can't go and say, okay, behemoth, stay off, stand up, we have to do a Hamada Vaharocha now. Because normally for pidyon, the hemen akoyin, es a behemoth, nochtem the herach akoyin. Here there's no din, no requirement. Oydashmin, the loy binad Hamada Vaharocha, the kasav kachibere kabayis. Loy hoyu bechlal Hamada Vaharocha, tichsiv, the pidyon kodshim, shinestavu. The acher kach, the hemedes a behema, and the herachas a behema of a kingdom meisi yevshalami. So that's by your regular, normal kachim, pidyon kachim shinestav kachim that became a balmum, and now you have a situation that you want to be poided. The hemed, the herach, there by that regular kedusha, kingdom meisi yevshalami. But by un, since we're only talking about kedushas damim, no requirement of a mother baracha, and that's why you can be poided. It's good. Baruch Hashem. That's what you wanted to say. That's what he wanted to say. And hopefully we've now cleared up this major issue. And we continue on. Chutz min ha-bechor u-min ha-maser. Now what does it mean, chutz min ha-bechor u-min ha-maser? This is going on, you have a behema, a bechor that was born, and it develops a mum. Or it was born with a mum. And now you want to go and hand it over to the kohen. No problem. So your immediate thought is, well, it has a mum, I can't bring it for a carbon, let's go and be poided. And the answer is, by Bechor, there's no din of being poided, even if it develops a mum. Rather, the koyin, if it has a bona fide mum, kavua, the koyin receives it and shechs it outside the Beis Hamikdash, not betoidus carbon, for betoidus matonis, he got a matnas kahuna, the matnas kahuna was this Bechor, which has a mum. And the same thing applies to maser behemah. Mas Behema means that anybody that has in his flock 10 new behemoths that were born in a given year, in a given period. So what's the din? You have to go and take all 10. What happens if number 10 happens to be a balmum? Mm-hmm. Don't go and start playing around and say, well, I want the master of the behemoth to go midafka etam. No, no. Just randomly, 1, 2, 3, 4, number 10 is going to be now the master of the behemoth. If it happens to be a tam, you do not give it to the kohen. It belongs to Balin, and they bring it for carbon, the base of Mikdash. But what happens if it's Nebuchad Balmum? Oh, so let's be poided. No, you don't be poided. You go and eat it with its floor, with its mom. That's why it says, yes, Rabbi Numan.
Does the
Balavai
said that he gets the
schut
of the mitzvah of Maser if it says it is a Balmum?
Same schut. No difference. Same schut. This was the long list that we discussed by Kochim, Shekodim, Mum Kavu, Lekdesh. Now we're going to reverse it. Now we're going to talk about the normal case. And I was the one codifying the Mishnah, I would have reversed it, because this is the normal that Kodim Lekdesh as Mumma. Why the Gemara did it in that fashion? Because it said, Chayovim Bebchoyr Ube Matanois, and since our Mishnah is focusing on Matanois, that's why you want to say. Even if you were Makdash, but if it was a Mum Kavua, Kadam, and you appointed, you have Chayim Maton, it's just like the beginning of the Mishnah, right? Chayim Vakiv. Because we're going to go and see now, by the other case, where Kodam, Hegdeshan is Muman, which is your normal case, you're going to be Potrim in a Maton. So that's presumably why Rabbeinu HaKadosh structured it in this fashion. Anyway, so what is this thing? Kosher Kodam, Hegdeshan is Muman. That means you have a regular, normal animal, which is a Tam. Complete, no flaws, no blemishes. You were makdish it, and then it developed a mum. Or when you were makdish it, it had a mum oiver. Mum oiver means that it had a temporary blemish. You brought it to the veterinarian and said, if you take this medication, and even if you don't, within 2 weeks it's going to be back to normal. Oh, gebaldi. So even though it had a mum oiver at this time, so at this time it was disqualified for bringing for a carbon temporarily. But since this is the type of thing that's going to remedy itself, then it is an effective kedushas aguf after all. Okay, so what's the din? Kosher kodem lekdeshas mumen a mum oiver kodem lekdeshas. Even if it had a mum oiver before you were makdish it, it doesn't mean anything. Rashi says that that's irrelevant. Ul achemikan. Oh, this will go together. Mum oiver kodem lekdeshas achemikan noiver nehem mum. What happens if after that they had a mum kavua? And now I cannot bring it for a carbon anymore. Then if I'm going to go and be poided, so now it's going to be peturim min habachoyim. If this animal was a female animal, and at the time that it had kedushas aguf, it became uberes, and now after you appoint it, it gives birth to a child, patur min habachoyim. Now why are you patur min habachoyim? So Rashi says, because it says by a bechor, a lotion of bekorcha v'tzoyncha. Bekorcha v'tzoyncha means that it's going to be yours. Here, unfortunately, it's not his. It was Kodisha Saguf, and even though now it is his because he was pointed, but it still has certain indisha, certain requirements, as if it was still Kodshim, and that's why you put him in Chayim. As well as Minamatonis. Matonis also has a Lashon of Lechot, and therefore, only when it's yours do you have the Tchiyav, and that's why we said before that if you go and bring in a Shutav, a Goy, then you would be Potter from the Matonis. Meaning that if and when you were poided, because afterwards you got a mum and you were poided, what's the din now? You would think, okay, it's chulin, I can do whatever I want. No, no, no. The pasuk says, tizbach v'yachalta basar, tizbach v'loy giza, v'loy giza as well as v'loy avoida. You can only use it now for shechting and for eating, not for giza, not for avoida. Uvlodan v'chalovan osar. And the vlad of this animal that was previously kedusha saguf. So even though you've been poided, the vlad still has a din of kedusha, and the cholov is a din of kedusha. The cholov says b'feish in the Torah, tizbach v'yichalta basar, basar v'loy cholov. So those of vlad mechlov and asar even le'achar pidyoyv. V'ashoichten b'chutz. What happens if you were to go and shecht one of these animals b'chutz? You're chayiv.
You're
chayiv. It's not roy to be brought for a carmen. It has a mum. So it's very schwer. Okay, so Rashi asks the kasha. And Rashi says, as we'll see, Mitchum in the Gemara, it's not talking about a big, big mum. It's talking about a plain shiga mum, like a doikin shiba ayin. So what difference does that make? Because Tekin Shabayin, the Gemara is going to go and tell us, B'diyevet im olu lo yerdu. Avar l'chadchali, you shouldn't do it, it's a balmum. But B'diyevet, if you put on the, you shechted it, you put on the mezeh, oy, 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 it had Tekin Shabayin, I didn't realize, im olu lo yerdu. So therefore, B'diyevet is considered to be ashtikla kosher carbon, so therefore, and what's the din by Shkut Yichut? So Pesach, oy, moyed, lo yerdu, yo, il ha'kakom, l'Hashem, l'fnei mizbach Hashem. Yutaka shouldn't have brought it, but were you to go and bring a carbon with such a minimal mum of Daikir Shabayin, it would be accepted b'diavad. So if you went and checked it outside, you're going to be chayiv al Shkut Yichut. That's how Rashi explains it. I know everybody's looking at me with strange eyes, so we'll just take a quick look at the Rashi, so you'll be convinced that that is in fact the correct pshat. Vu is there, Rashi.
3 lines before the Gemara, 2 lines before the Gemara.
Before Gemara? Oh, very good. Look to Gemara. Oh, v'achshoyfen b'chutz chayiv. Thank you, Barry. V'achshoyfen b'chutz chayiv. That's 2 lines before it says Gemara in the Rashi. Capricious el. V'doikin shabayim v'koyim b'yayim. He's talking about a minimal doikin shabayim. Rashi doesn't go into it in great detail here. He goes into it in greater detail before the 6 lines before the wide lines. That v'achshoyfen b'chutz potter, etc. There we said that by the carbon which was kodam hekdeshin esmuman, that there you're going to be chayiv. So now the first wide line of the Rashi, middle of the line, hamakmin labe bechoyrois bedoykin shabayin valibed rabbi kibed yamim alu lo yerdu helka choyl bifnim lo yerdu chayiv naleyan ba'achut. Okay, al tazir zegut. Anyway, continuing on the Mishnah, shir bechutz chayiv va'oisin tmura. If you have this carbon, and even though kodam hekdeshin is mumon, and even though it happens to have a mum now, you weren't poyed it yet, it has a mum. Nevertheless, if you go and memer it, you take a chulin animal, and you say, I want to transfer the kedusha from this one to that one, it's an effective tamura. You're oyver nisa, lo yachlifen, lo yomerot. But if you did, it's effective. Therefore, the new behemah will now get kedusha, and the old behemah retains its kedusha that it had until now. The amazing, what happens if this animal dies? You didn't have a chance to be poyed it, it dies. You kavru, you gotta go and bury it. Why do you have to go and bury it? Like we said before, you cannot feed it to your dogs. It still retains kedusha. It has kedusha sagov. You can't bring it for a carbon, but it's garbage. What do I do with it? Just gotta bury it. You cannot use it for any purpose whatsoever, not even to feed to your dogs. Okay. Zoktimar. Now we're gonna focus on initially that the Mishnah said, what's kav v'chayim? Chulin, you're potter b'chaz v'shoy. Rabbi Newman, thank you for joining us. Thank you for davening so beautifully. It should be aliyah neshama for your mother. Have a wonderful day. Zagibet. Good. Chus for Moras Vira Bas Reb
Avra.
Good. Right. So now we go back to the Mishnah. Back in the beginning of the Mishnah, we said, when it comes to chulin, there's a din of matonis. When it comes to kodshim, there's a din of chaz v'shoik. Said the Gemara, the choyra should go and say that chulin that doesn't have chaz v'shoik is chayim matonis, kodshim that is chayim chaz v'shoik should certainly be chayim matonis. Said the Gemara, it says in the Mishnah, it says in the Pasuk, the etzin oisim laharan akoyin, only the chaz v'shoik I gave by the kabbalas. Nothing else, you don't give matonis by kabbalas. Look, Gemara, taimi the kos rachmana, oisam. Halavach, you wouldn't say about tenaisam. Have a minute, kodshim chayyovim matonis. Otherwise, I would think, and kavachim is an excellent kavachimer. If chulin is required matonis, the chavada kodshim is chayyovim matonis. Frey Timora, I have pirchois on this kavachim. And the Gemara is going to go through a slew of pirchois, and each time the Gemara is going to be doicha the pircha. So the first pircha is, ekalam ifrach, malachun shikin chayyovim the choira. You know the reason why. By chulin, there's a requirement of giving matanois, because by chulin, if you have a brand new baby animal first to its mommy, it has a din of bechar. And therefore, that only applies to chulin, it doesn't apply to kodshim. If you have an animal which is kodshim, since it's not bechar benechor, it's not bechar bekarucha, it's bechar kodshim, you're parted from bechar. So maybe that's the reason why by chulin you have to go and give the matanois. But not by kodshim. L'chayi have a good tepirch on the kalva choymer. Everything more tasted bischarim. Learn the kalva choymer not from all kodshim, but only from male karbanis. Why is it better to learn from male korbanos? Because a male korban doesn't have a bechor. Therefore, you won't have a pircha. Ma lechun that you have a bechor, you don't have by kachim. By this zacher, you're also never going to have a bechor. So we can learn a kavachim from zchor. Tomorrow, no, you can't bring a kavachim from zchor, because ma lechorim, you can't chayom bereishis ages. By kachim is a din of reishis ages. Sorry, by chunin is a din of reishis ages. What means reishis ages? That if you own a whole flock of sheep, and every single year you'd produce a certain amount of wool, then you have to go and give a certain percentage to the kohen. Mm-hmm. Ah, but that only applies by chulin. It doesn't apply by kachin. Reishis geis tzoincha titan loy. It's got to be your tzoin, not kachin. Kachin, no din of reishis again. So since there's a din of reishis again by chulin, that's why there's a din of matanis by chulin. Mashein ken legabe kudishim, no reishis again, no matanis. Says you more fine. Let's learn it from tiyoshim. Tiyoshim are male goats. For those of you that are not familiar, goats do not have wool, they have hair. That's why you say goats here and goats there, right? Here and there. Here and there. But they have no wool. So when you're talking about tiyoshim, so let's make a kal v'chomer from tiyoshim. Tiyoshim are zcharim, so they don't have children. They're also hairless, or at least woolless, so they don't have a din of reishis, I guess. So ma duch tiyoshim, you're telling me they don't have a din of chas v'shay. The din of matonois is the chavada by kudishim, they should be din of matonois. Says Imar, yeah, I can't bring a raya from chulin to kachin, because mali tiyoshim shekei nechnosan ledir lihis aser. Because by tiyoshim, like any other animals that are born b'chulin, they have a din that it has to be called a shiyavat achas ha-shomis v'asir yeh kodesh. There's a din of giving meiser. But by kachin, there's no din of giving meiser. It's got to be your tzoyin, not tzoyin of kudishim. Says Imar, you know what? We'll learn it from zekeinim. Zekeinim means old animals where they already went through the process of nichlas ledir l'saser. They're not going to go and be counted in the future for masa behem. Also bring a kal v'chomer from zekeinim. V'tem u'mal zekeinim shekein nichlasu ledir l'saser. Zekeinim ein echanami, they will not go in the future ledir l'saser because they're already zekeinim, but they were already nichlas l'saser previously, and that's the reason why they had a din of matanos. Mashenken legabe the case of kodshim that never went ledir l'saser doesn't have kabbalah, so I have a good pirchan mekal v'chayim. Says Yomar, let's go learn our kal v'chayim melekuach v'yosin. What means lekuach v'yosin? What happens if you went and bought 10 animals from a farmer that is raising animals? You bought 10 new ones. Do you have a din of giving masa behemah? The answer is no. It's only if you homebred these new animals. But you bought them, mufta. Same thing applies if you bought a yosim. What do you mean you bought it? You don't even have to buy yosim. A yosim was born in your flock. Now what means a yosim? Says Rashi, at the same time that the baby was born, Nebuch, the mother, passed away. The mother, the hema, passed away. Uh-huh. So it has a din, it's a yosim. Yosim also no din of going tachas ha-shavet.
It doesn't happen too often.
It doesn't happen to orphan. Very good. So now, why taka doesn't go tachas ha-shavet? Because it says the pasuk kosher yaver tachas ha-shavet, and it says the gabi akorbin shivas yom tia tachas imoy umiyoy mashmini v'hola. So I learned tachas to go and tell you that a yosim is potter from the din of masabayim. So tomorrow malakuf v'yosim shkein nichnosim b'minan ledir l'isaser. Even though they themselves, you cannot go and do the masa b'ayma, like we said, but nevertheless, their brothers and their cousins that are born, they do have a din of nichlas ledir l'saser. That's why there's a din of matanois, mashen ken kudishim. So you mean a gamres, then kudishim namim mina nichlas ledir l'saser. Same thing applies to kachim as well. Even though the kachim themselves do not have a din of masa b'ayma, they're not yavetach l'shavet, but their brothers and their cousins are yavetach l'shavet. So therefore, we've gone through a series of pirchos, and each time we've been doche the pircha, and that's why the kal v'chomer should remain intact. That's why I need the pasuk betein oisam to tell you that no, when it comes to kachim, only chaz v'shoik and not matanos. And now the Gemara is doing the mirror image. We're now just reversing it. What are we reversing? V'yuchulin chayav mechaz v'shoik mikal v'chomer. Let's learn chulin from kachim. That what? If you're talking about a carbon shlamin or a carbon toida, no din of giving matonis. But remember, whenever you say matonis, it means No din by kachim, only by chulin. So therefore, ma the kachim that don't have a din of matanos. But the chayim v'chaz v'shoyik chulin shechayav matanos chulin v'duav v'chayim matanos droy v'chayim v'akeva. Ain't a din shechayav v'chaz v'shoyik. The chayim should certainly have a din of chaz v'shoyik. Amakratz and the pasuk v'zeh yeh mishpar chayhan me'isam me'izuv chazevach imshor imsev and nos makoyin. It says droy v'chayim v'akeva. Why did it say v'zeh yeh mishpar? Zeh in. The only thing that you have to go and give by chulin is the zeh, zeroya lechayayim bakir. You don't give chaz b'shoyik. So Timur, now the same kasha that we asked before. El dam because Rachman is zeh. Halav alchi avim min achulin chayayim b'chaz b'shoyik. Frank Timur, but one of the requirements for chaz b'shoyik is that you have to do a tenufa. Shoyik ha'atruma b'chazei ha'tenufa al ishi echalov min yavir lohanif tenufa lefnei Hashem. Chaz b'shoyik requires a tenufa, but by tenufa. How am I going to go if I were to say that every single regular chulin animal, besides giving zroya lechayayim v'akeva to the koyin, I also have to give the chaz v'shoik, but I have to do a tenufa. Where am I going to do the tenufa? If I'm going to go and do the tenufa outside the base of English, the pasuk says by the tenufa lifnei Hashem. What does it say? Eish chazei atenufa al ishei chalom yaviel lohanif tenufa lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem. Oh, lifnei Hashem. And obviously, so therefore, the tenufa of the chaz v'shoik of the chulin, you'd have to go. You can't do it avroy outside the base midrash. Lifnei Hashem. Oh, so you're going to say let's do it inside the base midrash. I agavoy kama ayel chulin azara. You're now going to go and bring chulin azara. And therefore, hilchach le'yafsher.
Why isn't the chaz v'shoik of a chulin animal considered kodshim when you bring it inside? It's a matano to the kohen.
Mm-hmm.
It has a certain indisha of kedusha, mm-hmm, because you're giving it to a kohen. So why don't we elevate it and say this now has kedushas haguf,
mm-hmm,
these parts of the, mm-hmm, animal, and therefore it's kedushas haguf. It doesn't have kedusha. It's kedushas domin rather. It doesn't have kedushas haguf because it was a chulin animal.
Good. But, what is it? Let's see the top Rashi. Kama'ayin chulin azara. Midi d'leis abed bey tzerich gavoya. There was no tzerich gavoya involved in any of this, and so therefore tzerich gavoya means bringing a kachim.
Wasn't shechted as a zrik or anything.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Right. So therefore, it retains its regular status of chulin, and therefore you cannot bring the azara.
You cannot elevate it.
Since you cannot elevate it,
you cannot degrade it,
and you cannot denigrate it, you're stuck. Therefore, no chaz v'shoyik. If that's the case. And the Zeh Lomeli, I learned it all from the Zeh. Zeh Yeh Mishpat Kehan Me'isa'om, to go and defeat the Kal V'choymer. But now you're telling me there's no Kal V'choymer because it's impossible mechanically to go and give a Chaz V'shoik to the Koyim because it's impossible to do the Tenufa. So what do I need the Zeh for? Zeh Lomeli. Lirkav Chizim Rav Chizda. Hamazik Matones Kehuna. Oysha Ochlan. Potter Milish Alei. Person takes the Matnes Kehuna, like our Zeroy L'chaim V'akeva, and instead of giving to the Kohen, he's mazikid, he destroys it, he goes and
He eats it,
whatever, any type, that's the eating is Oysha Ochlan. So the mazik means he went and threw it in the sewer, he threw it into a fire, he threw it into the garbage, whatever it was mazikid. Or he ate it, potel mishalim, he does not have to go and pay to the Kohen for the damage that he caused. The question is, why doesn't he have to go and pay for it? So the Gemara says now, v'zeh, yeah, mishpat kahanim eisam, to go and tell you that there's no din of being mashlim and tashlumin. These things themselves, yes, you have to. If you stole it, you have to give it back for sure. However, if you already destroyed it and shenishda, then there's no din of giving it to the kohen, no din of tashlumin. So look, see the Rashi third line. Tachsubu zeh to mashlim ba'oyin kayom is chayv litman. If they're still around, avadi, you have to give it to the kohen. If because you ate it or because you destroyed it, they're not here. So that's one reason. We're going to have another reason in the Gemara in another moment, as you'll see. What means moment she ain't loy toivin? Because as long as the Baalim were still holding on to the Zeroya, the Chayayim Vakeva, and they didn't hand it over to the Kohen yet, there's no Kohen in the world that could go and demand, give the Matonis to me. Because I, the Baalim, can say, there are a million Kohanim, I can give it to any Kohen I want to. And therefore, Geitzahain, Gesundai, goodbye. I'm going to give it to Yankel Akoyin, Beryl Akoyin, Shmerel Akoyin. I don't have to give it to you. So therefore, what happens if now somebody went and destroyed the Reuven Chaim Vakeva? The Kehanim are furious, but any Koyin that comes, Mister, I don't have to pay you. I can give the Yankel, I can give to Beryl, I can give to Shmerel. So therefore, you're off the hook. So I have two reasons, either because of that, or Momen She'ein Loi Koyin. Two separate good reasons. Question is there any nafke min al halacha between the two reasons? After all, you're potter al zeh, and you're also potter al mamash ein leitoyv. So it sounds like, okay, you have two excellent reasons.
However, you say a svari, you say a krat, I think.
Exactly. However, Tosis says that there is a nafke min al halacha. What's a nafke min? Who pointed this out to me? My son Ben Zion, that there's a nafke min between legabe yilotzeis yidin shemayim. If you hold that it's vizeh, vizeh says, there is no din of tashlumin, you only have to give the original Zerah V'chaim Hakeva, but you do not have to go and give the tashlumin. See, you're totally off the hook. Even b'day shemayim. But if you're going to tell me it's al tzmam she'en lo toivim, that's only on a practical level. Any coin that comes, you can throw him out of the house. But what happens if you do want to give it to him? Then give it to him. So then you can be yoytzer de shemayim. Where does Ben Zion take this from? This is the second choices. He said it on his own. But after we discovered in the second choices, in my Gemara, that's bold fonted towards the end of the Toises. The Ikka Bein Hani Trei Lishni. What's the Nafkimina? The Lahai Rishna, the Ein Loi Toivim, the Hidein Yochel Toivai B'dayana B'dina Shemayim, Mina Machayim. You still should go Mina, because after all, you're Chayiv. Technically, any coin that comes, you can go and say, I'll give it to another coin. But B'dina Shemayim, you should go and give it. Well, Lishna Kam, the Darsh Lim Yizeh, after the Dina Shemayim, Namle Machayim, no Chiyiv, even B'day Shemayim. Back to the Gemara, Meisvei. Okay, we're going to have a whole series of kashas on this din of Rav Chizda, the Mazik Matnas Kahuna, is Potom Lishan, as you'll see. Basically, now the Gemara is not focusing on the word Vizeh, we're focusing on the word Mishpat. Now Mishpat sounds like you're going to a court and they're going to issue a verdict. Malamish and Matonis din. That you have to go in Matonis. That is, we don't mean din, that it's a mitzvah, that it's a chiyav. Rashi says, din means that the dayonim can get involved and be mechayiv you. So tomorrow the Mayilcha, so what does that mean, that dayonim can be mechayiv you? Lav lo yitzim b'dayonim. L'chori comes to tell you that if you didn't give Yitzroi v'chaim v'akeva, then the dayonim can go and be mechayiv you and say, Mister, bring your Yitzroi v'chaim v'akeva here immediately and give it to... At least give it to us, and we'll decide.
Yeah, but if it's Mamash Ein Lo Tovim, how can the Dayanim interpose themselves in something
that... That's basically Moritz Kasha. If you're telling me that the din of Mishpat is Shematon is din, and therefore that means Loitzim by Dayanim, that you can force the person to go and cough up Zerah L'chaim Yarkeva, Nuri Bazoi, didn't you just say it's Mamash Ein Lo Tovim? And who are you going to give it to? I can go and give it to anybody I want. After more light, that it says Mishpat doesn't mean Loitzion, no lecholkan b'dayanim. That if a person owns Zerah L'chaim V'akeva and he refuses to go and give it, the dayanim can get involved and they can go and say, Mister, you have to be mekayim the mitzvah of giving the Zerah L'chaim V'akeva. But he can't go and be moitzi and give it directly to a particular coin, but you can go and be mekayim and tell him, no, you gotta go and give it.
Rashi says differently. He says that the...
You give it to Chover, not give it to Amar. Good, very good. Ukirab, continuing on, where does Rashi take it from? Ukirab, Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar B'yoynesin, Minayin Shei Noisin Maton on the coin, Amo Oretz. How do you know that you don't give Matonis? Now, we're not talking about Truma, the reason why he can't give the coin, Amo Oretz, because he's going to go and be Metameit. And there's a din of Mishmeres through Moisoi, you have to do Shmira, that it should not become Tameh. Here we're talking about, I don't care if the Zerah L'chaim V'akeva become Tameh, it's Chulin anyway. So what's the din? But make sure you give it to a Koyin Talmud Chochem, a Chover, not Tameh, it's Waish, Nemah. But Yerim La'om, L'yosh Yishalayim, L'osis Menos, Menos means this portion, like Matonais, L'kiham L'vim L'man Yechesku, V'Tridus Hashem. Tarish and Nigmar. Kalamach Zim Turis Hashem, Yesh Loi Menos. He gets that portion. Shedemach Turis Hashem, Ein Loi Menos. So now getting back to Rashi that Barry was quoting before. When we say L'chokim B'dayonim, not only that we can mechayiv him, you have to give him Matanis, but go and direct him and say, give it to Chaverim, don't give it to Amaratzim, based on this pasuk. Toshima, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir Oimer, Mishpat, Malam Shematonois, Din. Same as we had before. Maybe the din applies of giving it dafke to the kahanim, tami the chomim, the shamaratzim, etc. Maybe this mishpat is referring not only to the matanis, but also to the chos v'shoit by the kabbanis. Tamaloyme zeh. Now the question is, what does that mean? Rabbi. They have the same chiv over there too, because after all, this doesn't only mean matonis. It means really all matnois kahuna, which l'choyah should include a chaz v'shoike as well. So why are you telling me zeh only over here about the matonis? So you see that it is deemed to be momen sheyesh loytoyvim. And the Yonah maybe will make the decision who you're going to hand it over to.
But or the Mishmar on working has entitled to it, aren't they? I mean, a person, we're talking about Shlomim. A person means a Shlomim. There's Kohanim there. They're doing the work. They get the Oros from the Ola, from the Korbanos Ola.
Yeah.
They get the Chazav Shop. Where do you give the Chazav Shop to? You go to some other Kohen in your Shalai and you give it to him? You give it to the work.
No, what you were saying is absolutely
so,
correct.
So they have their Tovim. They're there saying, hey, we're working here. We're schlepping the blood and everything here. We're entitled to the Matnas Kahuna for this day.
Absolutely. When the Gemara is not referring to Lohitza B'tiyanim to give it just any Kohen in the city, but to go and give it to those Kohanim that are doing the Avoida. And among those Kohanim that do Avoida, many of them, hopefully, most of them, hopefully, all of them are chaver, but in case some of them happen to be amaratzim, and they're just going along for the ride, doing whatever the kohanim are telling them to do. So therefore, it's telling us about that, that again, it would be the din of only giving it to those that are machzik b'tirus Hashem, as opposed to giving it to the amaratzim.
You can still choose because there are 24 kohanim.
From mishmaros.
You mean 24 mishmaros, exactly. So within the mishmar, within the Beis Av, you have numerous Kehanim, that's correct. So tomorrow, Elav loitz b'dayanim. So by Vaitatoy, L'choira, I have a raya that the Zeh is not only telling us, Mishpat, not only to tell you the din of the Dayanim Mechliku, but also to tell you the din of loitz b'dayanim. Everything more of my skin and the Osli Yode. Very simple, Teret. It's talking about that the Kohen already received it. So the Kohen received this morning, Zoray L'chaim Vakegu. And he has it now in his refrigerator. He's getting ready to eat it now for dinner. And now somebody comes and chops it away and destroys it. That's what it says. Or even without destroying it, that's what it says in the pasuk. Say a mishpat that you can go and schlep that bad guy, that ganav, that destroyer. Take him into Bezdin, he has to go and pay the koyin.
Absolutely.
Now it's no longer Mamma Chainway Toyin, it's out of Mamma Shayfa Toyin.
You made a chakinian in it.
Exactly. So, Freytimori, you also leave, they might remember. What's a chiddush? Of course. It's like any other time that you steal from somebody, get the police, chop the ganav, and take him to court, and he has to pay. So, what's a chiddush? Zoktimori, you also leave, they might remember. Haitana, Matanishli Homa, Kimisha Homa Damya. What does that mean? Osli Odebit Tivlayu means that the koyin received this animal when it was still Teva, meaning he didn't receive Zroi L'chaim Akeva from Yankel Beryl Shmel. He received a whole animal from him. How did he receive the whole animal? Rashi says later on, he gave it as a bikodoin, and then he said, you can hold on to it. Or it was Zoichem and a Hefker. And the word Tevlai, of course, is a borrowed term. The term Tevel applies, of course, when you're talking about Tvua, you're talking about Peiros, you're talking about Irokois. They're Tevel, and you have to give Trumas and Maestris. I think more bars the term over here too, meaning that you had a clean animal in the sense that you had that the Yisrael Chayam Vakeva had not been distributed yet. And now the Kohen gets this animal, and we have the din of Yisrael Chayam Vakeva, because of a haitana matan shli horma kamisha horma damyan, that these Yisrael Chayam Vakeva, even though it has not been muram yet, it has not been mufresh yet, nevertheless, if somebody were to go and steal it, you can go and take him to Bezin. Suim lohoitzi bedayi on him. And the chiddush is, even though it's osli yode, self-help, he himself, and it's not even Zerev Chayim Vakeva, yet it's going to be Zerev Chayim Vakeva, just the fact that he was zoichim the animal, and therefore he is zoichim to go and be meirim, and then to keep, if he's a kohen, to go and keep the Zerev Chayim Vakeva for himself, that's enough to heistach his So you can be moitzi b'dayan.
Excuse me, if he took it from Hefker, the whole thing is his. So yesh v'chal masaymana. There's everything belongs to him. So what's this? You can take it from if it's Hefker and he's kona it from Hefker. And the whole thing is his. What we're talking about that this subset of the animal is hotzi b'dayanim. The whole animal is hotzi b'dayanim.
Good.
And all its constituent parts. Yeah. If someone steals $100, I don't have to give a court case for $10. I give. The whole thing is actionable.
What happens if you are a farmer and you happen to be a kohen? You have to go and give truma from
mafet truma. You have to separate it.
And what do you do
keep
then?
Keep it for yourself.
Keep it for yourself. Same thing over here by these matonites. It's true that he received the whole animal. However, the matzroi lechem vakeva have not been mufresh umuram yet. And if somebody goes then and steals that zroi lechem vakeva, so I might have thought that since he was not a zoche into the matonis. Bitoras matonis. Maybe it's considered to be that every single time a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you a present of a behema, 5% doesn't belong to you. You have to go and give it to the Kohen. So here too, even though the Kohen owns the animal, maybe I would think it doesn't belong to you. You have to go and be mafresh it, and then you could take it for yourself. But until that point, it becomes a moment she'ein loy toivim, kamash v'lon, that even though you were not meirim yet, it's as if you were meirim yet, and therefore it's now physically yours. Oh, then it's already a double poshet. Like the Gemara said before, you don't need a pasik for that. So the pasik is told in the case that he was not meirim yet the matonis, nevertheless the deemed to be matonis, and that's the chiddush of the pasik, that you can go and be moitz b'dayan.
And a kohen who owns a field by perchance through an irusha, and he does separate, and he does harvest all the tevel. Mm-hmm. The same thing would be true. Why would we need a pasuk?
Maybe there's a similar pasuk by Truma too. We're only focusing over here. Toshima, balabaisha yoiver mi mokum mokum. We have a person who is a person of means, an oisher, and he's traveling. And because he's traveling, he did not take along enough money, and he also forgot to take along his American Express card. Because don't leave home without it. But he left without it, or was stolen, or he lost it. I'm sorry, so he doesn't have any money now. So what is he going to do? The Tzarech Lito, unfortunately, at this point in time, he is a pauper. He doesn't have a penny to his name. The Tzarech Lito, leket shichu peyo, umaser ani. And he needs to take those just to survive for the next few days until he finally comes home. So he's allowed to, since he's bebechinas ani, he can take all of these matnis ani. Well, kishiachsa, when he gets home, yishalim, then he's going to go and pay the aniyim, the leket shichu pei, the maaseh oni that he went and took for himself, divi reb a lesson. So now the question is, but it's a moment shein loy toivim, because anybody that comes and knocks on his door and says, I want you to go and give me the leket shichu pei that you ate yesterday when you were traveling, well, I don't have to give it to you and give it to somebody else. So what's a moment shein loy toivim? I'm Rav Chizda minas chasidus shenukan. We're talking about a situation where takim ikra din, he does not have to go and give it to mamish emle toivim, but al chasidus he should give it after all. Amarava tana toni yishalavat amres mitis chasidus shenukan. Let's go back to the lashon of this brisa. Balabayshi oim makal makal v'tzarach lita shekhov yibaya
shalom.
It doesn't say if you want to be a nice guy, you want to be an erlich, you want to be a good guy, a zis guy, then you should go. It says over here, Yishalim. V'oid, Midr Blezer, Leikim Velesim. You're asking Kasha for a Blezer. After all, why do you focus on a Blezer? What's the problem with a Blezer? Number one, he's a Yochid, and we have in a moment that we say, exactly, Yochid Rabbi. So that's reason number one. Why focus on the Yochid? Let's go to the Rabbi. In other words, a little gedilt. And we're going to get to the Chachamim Oymim. Let's ask for the Chum. And number two, like Barry just told us, because it says about Rebbeleza Shamutihu, that he was put in Chayrim because of that famous story of the Taner Shalach Noy. Okay, anyway, so let me say, so let's ask Kashmir the Seif. Chachamim Oymim, Oni Hoye Ba'isisho. At that time that he took the Leket Shechupaya, he doesn't have to pay anything back after all. He wasn't Oni at that moment. So therefore the Chacham disagree with Rav Blazer, they do not require the Kshiyas or Yishal. So come on. Tamad Oni. It's a Chmash because he was like a bona fide Oni for that day, for those 3 days until he came home. Ha'ashi, but what happens if he stole it and he ate that Leket Shechupaya? Illegally, it's Masha Asher Mishalim. How could it be Mishalim? Amai lihevikim mazing matnis kuhuna oishi achlan. What did we say about that at the top of the Amid? He's part of Malishalim. Why is he part of Malishalim? Because it's Mamashayn Lai Toivin. Amrav Chizda Midas Chasidus Shanukan. You're absolutely right. Mitzad Ikra Din, he does not have to pay Tzimam Mishem Le'toiv. After Midah Chassidus, he should pay after all. Now here, the Braisa didn't use the term Yishalim, that we should go and scream at him. It says Yishalim, V'at Amrith, Midah Chassidus Onukan. It says that he's an Oni and he's Potter. We're just being Medayik. Oh, it's Mashkus, he's an Oni. But if he went Osher, he should pay. He should pay the Midah Chassidus, not Ikra Din, but Midah Chassidus. Toshima, you mean the Balabai Sheochel pay Roisef Tvolim. Bechain Levi Sheochel Mas Roisef Tvolim. The Balabuz ate his payrois when they were still Tevel. Or the Levi ate his Masa when it was Tevel. What do you mean the Masa with Tevel? He didn't yet give his Trumas Maisa to the Kohen. Minayin Shepatim Natush L'mahal, I know that he's off the hook, he doesn't have to go and pay. Tamu Loimav Lo'yichalu, his Kochim Nei Sol Sheirimu, Asher Yorimu, which is a Lushan Osid. But once, in fact, it is Muram, then he has to go and pay. Why do we say by the Truma and by the Mais you should have to pay? Where we sit at the top of the Amid, it's Moment She'ein Loi Toivim. It's talking about that the Balabais or the Levi that got this, he got a Betevel, meaning Betevel. How was it Tevel? Says Rashi, here we're not borrowing it from a Tevel. Here's real Tevel.
Right.
Here says Rashi, how did it get to the Kohen to Levi Tevel? So Rashi, the top, Mitevlayu, Shehufkat had Tevel Etzlai. The original Balabas gave him the Tevel as a Pikodin. And then the Balabas said, okay, you can keep it. So therefore he got it when it was still Tevel. Or Rashi gives another example in the second line, Mishnah Chrinah, Shemosalei is a Tevel. Lizkois, Betruma Sheboi. Person comes, the Kohen comes to the farmer, and he says to the farmer, I'd like to have my truma. And the farmer says to him, I really was not mafresh the truma yet, but I have to tell you, I'm very, very busy. Can you do me a favor? I'm going to go and give you 10 bushels, and you please go and take not only the bushels, be mafresh the truma, keep the truma for yourself, and keep the tevel for yourself. In other words, when it will become chul. I give you a whole package, take it, you go and give it the truma, the maestros, keep the trumas for yourself, etc. It's also going to be divided. So therefore, since it was also to be I, then it belongs to him. Since it belongs to him, then he's got to go and...
He's mafresh it.
Because of Aitanam, like the Gemara said before, and therefore, says Rashi, Zochabahem min ha-hefker, shari kodam. He was zoich in the hefker, and therefore he had every reason to go and eat it, and that's why he's going to be potter from Tashlumin. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai, to be continued. Hashem, tomorrow, have a wonderful day.